Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Taps in the chat.
What does that even mean?
Taps in the chat.
Are we recording yet?
Yeah.
Should I be recording?
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map. I'm the map, I'm the map. If there's a place you gotta get, I can get you there, I bet. I'm the map. I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
It's definitely an intro.
Just keeps getting better.
Got to make a compilation of that at some point.
We have to.
Somehow. What, the same song?
No. Sega saying it just keeps getting better.
Well, it does.
It's not wrong.
It's not wrong.
It's like cheese. It just keeps getting better.
Exactly.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of cheese.
It's like, it's like Lawrence. It just keeps getting better.
How are you about... hang on a sec.
Shameless plug.
Hang on a sec. How are you about the segue out of cheese?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Rewind.
What was your segue for that, mate?
Speaking of cheese.
How's this for a cheesy intro? That was a bit of a fail. Couldn't segue that. Maybe.
Get a load of this guy.
I might get on the ball a little bit later. Hold on. And welcome back to MAP, the Mad About Pop Culture podcast, where we talk about all things movies, TV shows, music, anything pop culture, you name it, we'll talk about it. I'm your host, Sega Singh, and joining me today is Squishy Joshy, a.k.a. Joshua.
What's up, everyone?
Hello. Oh, that was, right. Jumping on there.
Yeah.
No. So just jumped the gun a little bit there, Lawrence. No. Mate,
we do have someone else here.
That was a bit of a false start, so let's just go back and rewind.
Don't get me started on false starts.
Hey. You jumped the gun there, you're in the Olympics, got the 100-meter sprint ready, and then you just jumped the gun a little bit. Had a bit of a false start. So
jumped a Roman in Fast 6.
That's it. You just jumped the gun a little bit, and you still lost somehow. Somehow. Anyways, joining us, rounding up the trio, is Lawrence from TD Project.
That is definitely me.
Yeah, I know. Mate, I've been hearing your video, the Australian ratings video is just going through the roof.
That makes no sense. Like, I know I wasn't taking my YouTube channel that seriously. I made like 30 videos. Most of them have like 10 views on it, and there's just this one video that has 1,200 views on it. What's so special about this one video? Why is everyone watching this video?
Do you want to give some context about what that video is?
Oh yeah, it was a video I made about explaining Australia's classification rating system for TV shows and movies. So you know, in Australia, so we got G, PG, M, MA, and R rating. Like, that's the rating we use for, like, TV shows, movies, video games, even music. I just explained it because I felt I needed to make an explanation video to set up another one of my videos.
Did you... Quick question. Quick question. Did you use any references? Like, as in examples of the ratings? Like, for a movie and TV show?
Oh, I think... I think I explained what the ratings were, but I don't think I directly referenced what kind of movies or TV shows we have in Australia that fall into those categories.
Yeah,
okay. I left that more so for the next video.
Yeah. In saying that, is there any R-rated movies in Australia? I thought they were normally MA 15 plus, all of them. I've not seen one R-rated movie.
If you go on Netflix, we do have a few R-rated movies now.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, I've recently watched it's not Rocky. Who's the other one? Rambo. Last Blood. That's R-rated. And that was definitely worth the R-rated. R-rated?
Okay.
That was a big stretch since First Blood was only M-rated. So it's jumped two rating levels since the first movie.
Yeah. Well, could it be because of, just the gore? Because I heard it's very gory.
It was so much gore.
Yeah. I heard it's very, bloody and...
I watched a few scenes with my partner, and I'm like, the first movie was not like this at all.
No, it wasn't.
Because, that was the first,
experience.
Introduction to Rambo.
Oh, and, my gosh.
I'm building it up. I'm like, babe, he's going to go Rambo on everyone in a minute. I'm using it as a verb.
Yeah.
And then it's just, so R-rated. I just don't know how else to explain it. this is not the first movie.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of R-rated movies, I was going to segue into something, but nah, let's stay away from that.
Oh, you got a haircut, did you say, Gar?
Oh, yeah, home shave.
Yeah, oh, yeah?
We're in lockdown, so, you know, I was trying to go for the mullet, but the back wasn't long enough, so I was like, just
kind of all reverse off. Mullet.
Yeah, it is a reverse mullet. See, look, it's long at the top and short at the back.
No. That's not what we were suggesting with the reverse mullet.
Well, not as long, but it's longer than...
No, like, you've got to grow out the sides, and the middle is the part that fades in.
Man, you haven't even got any hair. Is this a haircut for ants? What is this?
Mate, all right, I bought myself...
No, you're looking sharp, mate. All good.
I bought myself new clippers and stuff, and... get nice and trimmed, and yeah, man. Like, apparently, I'm back at work for some reason. I don't know why, but
wait, have you booked in a vaccine?
Me, I've already had my first shot.
Oh, okay, right.
I had my first shot at Olympic Park. I went to there was an opening, so I just took it. It literally took me like half an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
So, my recommendation, if you are going to book like now. Just go to Olympic Park. It's really quick. Early morning. I went early morning. I went around 10 o'clock. And
I think you go to the early morning session, it's really quick.
Yeah, like I went at 10 and then I got my jab and I was out of there by like 10:40.
Yeah.
Which is like, it took me 40 minutes. Like,
because everyone that I hear going to like the afternoon sessions, they wait for like 3 hours.
Yeah, I had a family friend. Her appointment was at 4:30. She got her jab at 10 p.m. at night.
That's ridiculous.
That's
like I was expecting a delay, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah, no. Like, I heard about that and I was like, that is... because she wasn't expecting that. She thought it would be a bit quicker because this was her second dose. So her first dose, she booked it at the same time. It only took her 15 minutes. Literally, she walked in. Like, she only waited 15 minutes. And then got the jab, had to do the mandatory 15-minute wait, and then, you know, go home from there. But this time, she, like, rocked up literally at 4 o'clock, and, yeah, she was there for about 6 hours.
I heard that some of the delays are being caused by, like, admin stuff. Like, you're waiting in line, and then the person that's meant to get the jab, something goes wrong with their application, and then, like, that takes time to fix it up.
Yeah.
If every other person wastes an extra 15 minutes doing that, it's all going to add up.
Yeah. It's so she got it done at the Macquarie Fields one, so Glen Quarry. So over there, what I've heard is like pretty much there's like only like two lines that go in at a time. So they're only like letting through two people at a time. Like they'll do two people at a time. That's what's slowing it down. Whilst when I went to Homebush, there was like 10 lines.
Yeah, smash it out.
Like they were smashing it out, literally like, no jokes, they're pumping it out. Like they're literally going through people so fast, like honest to God. So definitely if you do want to get it, just go to Kudos Bank. If you haven't got it.
Get the back.
Yeah.
Mm.
Get it. Get the back.
So we can get back.
To normal.
Well,
apparently they're going to introduce, like, you know, once you're fully vaccinated, you've got your vaccine card. And apparently they might follow the route of, like, the UK and the US, where if you want to go to, like, restaurants and stuff, you have to prove that you are fully vaccinated.
This is going to lead to other issues, but...
Yeah,
it will cause so much drama, but...
We'll save that.
People are going to start, like, taking it as discrimination, and it's going to lead to a whole other can of worms.
Oh, that's it's going to be no fun, but who knows what's going to happen. Anyways, speaking of delays, Venom has been delayed, but does anyone really care?
After seeing something released today, I don't think people care anymore.
I don't think so, but... before we jump onto that, Marvel's been having a pretty good, like, really good week. It's been, like, really good. Shang-Chi got its premiere.
Eternals trailer dropped.
Eternals trailer, the new Spider-Man trailer, we've been all waiting for that dropped as well. But, like, dude, like, what a week for Marvel, man. Like,
massive.
And it's been confirmed Ironheart is going to debut in the MCU as well.
Yeah, I heard she's appearing in
Black Panther too. Mm. Yeah. And also in that, speaking of returns, Captain America 4 apparently is confirmed as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So big surprise. I haven't heard that Chris Evans is coming back or anything because he said he's done for good. So
wouldn't it be Falcon then?
Yeah.
Like, you know how he's been...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be Falcon, but they were hoping that Chris Evans could come back as well, but...
Just for a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
You never know. You never know.
Come out, mate. We'll buy you lunch.
Well, he didn't even... Well, he didn't even bother to be in the What If series, because he was like, I'm done with it. I don't want to voice anymore. I'm done with Marvel, pretty much.
I am done.
Yeah. But, yeah, lots of things. Apparently there's going to be a Secret Wars movie. Like Avengers 5 might be Secret Wars.
I think that's possible, yeah.
Most likely. But anyways, let's move on to our main topic for today. Yes, so our topic for today is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. He's a ripoff of Spider-Man. So
we're only talking about the ripoff today.
So we're only talking about the ripoff Spider-Man.
The meme.
The meme Spider-Man. So Spider-Man was originally... So let's talk about what happened today. We got our first look at Spider-Man. Is he coming home or is he going home?
I know of the Spider-Man. Okay.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Spider-Man Home and Away or something.
Yeah, Home and Away. Down at Summer Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you see Chris Hemsworth with his shirt off in the background? Riding a horse or something? It's
so Australian.
Old Spice.
I'm surprised it wasn't shot at Byron Bay, to be honest. Like, might as well just shoot it at Byron Bay with the amount of references we got.
Maybe we'll get the multiverse into Byron Bay.
Oh, well, apparently, like, nearly 90% of the Hollywood is in Byron Bay, so
yeah.
So who knows what's happening there? Anyways, talk about the trailer, boys. Did you see the trailer?
Did we?
Yeah, the teaser one, right?
Yeah, the teaser,
the full 3 minute one.
Oh.
Is it 3 minutes? I don't know.
Yes. Massive length for a teaser.
That was the one with Spider-Man in it.
Yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
You know,
I saw it.
The Tobey Maguire one.
Yeah, he was
Yeah, no, Tom Holland. Mate, what a trailer. Like, I guess
I am excited.
I am genuinely excited as well.
Yes.
Like, it looks fantastic from what we've seen so far. And you know what? You know, I got one disappointment on it. Like they kind of spoiled the it's meant to be a teaser. Just don't tell us that Doctor Strange does some spell for the multiverse to rip open the multiverse. Why do you have to do that for us, you know? Like, it's kind of...
I think it was the right amount of tease.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, but I wouldn't... I would like the part where he was like, I'm doing a spell and then cut it off, that's it. Don't bother with, the space-time continuism has shifted and changed. Like, he kind of like... All right, we get...
Okay, maybe over like, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Like, we kind of...
the first teaser.
Yeah, like, we kind of get the point that, like...
So that leads me to believe then, if they're doing it like that, then obviously the next teaser or trailer is going to be even bigger.
Yeah, but then that just basically defeats the purpose of, like, was the multiverse created because of Loki? You know what I mean? Yeah, because... Oh, wait, Lawrence, have you seen Loki
before? No, but you can talk a little bit about it, it's fine.
Okay, I don't want to ruin it, but, like, yeah, due to that, like, you know, it doesn't give us...
I wonder, okay, this is just me throwing this out randomly, but what if it's kind of like in the trailer that we saw, it made it look like it was Doctor Strange that was messing up the multiverse with that spell because of what Peter Parker was doing. But what if in the actual movie he was getting distracted by something else, i.e. Loki?
Oh, yeah, that could possibly be it. But, like, again, the way that they cut it makes it look like...
Because if you notice the way that he's sort of talking to him when he's mentioning, oh, but shouldn't MJ still know? Shouldn't my best friend still know? Shouldn't Aunt May know?
Yeah.
You could see there's some clear cuts in between that dialogue.
Oh, yeah, well, they kind of... That's a trend that they kind of do. Like, they'll shoot it, like, pretty much they'll have a scene and they'll just cut it in between to make it look like as if it's different cuts and stuff, but it's actually the like probably most likely just the one scene that they've made.
Oh, definitely like. The same scene, but obviously there might be something in between that they've hidden from us.
Most likely, but that brings me to like that theory that you have. Like, it could be like maybe while he's conducting the spell, that's when the multiverse does rip open, and you know, but. But it looks like in this trailer, like Doctor Strange is going to be playing a big part in the movie. It doesn't seem like he doesn't seem like a cameo. He seems more like a supporting actor kind of thing.
Yeah,
role.
Mm.
Yeah.
What was your favorite scene out of all of them? Out of all of it, Josh.
For me, it was more so seeing things that were different because there are a lot of scenes in that trailer that mirror already existing things, such as like there was some, you know, like the city that was like caving in on itself. We've kind of already seen that.
Oh, yeah.
So the things that really stood out to me were kind of like the scene where Spider-Man was talking to Doctor Strange downstairs in the basement and he was casting the spell. That was kind of new. And then I kind of really liked that scene where they were on the train in that desert area and he was kind of like warping the train 360. Oh, that was kind of cool.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of like the highlights for me, I think.
Yeah, what about you, Lawrence? Was there any highlights for you? Anything stand out?
The top moment was right at the end where you see, what's his name? Alfred Molina?
Yeah.
He's Doc Ock. Like from original
that was huge.
Spider-Man trilogy.
But I don't know if he's from the original Spider-Man trilogy because he looks completely. It could be. I mean, again, it could be due to looks, but it looks completely different, and I like his new look. He looks more menacing and more sinister. Like,
oh, they've completely CGI'd him a lot.
yeah, I know, but like his look looks completely different from the original one. Like,
yeah,
he looks more menacing.
So that may or may not be artistic design, but I think having that specific actor playing that specific character is really leaning into the idea that we're all thinking and we're all hoping that they're bringing the villains from the different franchise, the Spider-Man franchises, and potentially the different Spider-Man as well.
Like, most likely, like, so far what we've seen three major villains so far, if you don't look in-depth into it. Like, so the main three that we're is Electro, Doc Ock, and Green Goblin, because you saw the pumpkin bomb, which was, like, I wish if Willem Dafoe comes back as Green Goblin, I will, if we're in the cinemas, I will literally start, like, screaming and standing up and clapping.
I honestly hope we're back in the cinemas by then.
I'm already
struggling with the fact that we might not be seeing Shang-Chi in the cinemas.
I know, and I've heard so many good things about it. Like, it's like a really good Marvel movie, and I might have to wait that 45 days and just stream it on Disney,
because
it's going to have a 45 day cinema release, and then because by the time we get out of lockdown, it will almost be 30 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's going to be so hard trying to say spoiler-free on that movie and for that long. But, yeah, no, this movie looks like – it looks pretty good. I like it. And for the first time ever, I think this is a movie that's not Iron Man's fault.
You know? Yeah.
Because I feel like 90% of Marvel movie, like 90% of Marvel movies are Iron Man's fault or something Iron Man did.
Please elaborate a little bit more.
So, example, for the first Spider-Man, Spider-Man Homecoming, the villain was the Vulture, and the reason why he became the villain was because Tony Stark stopped him, brought in damage control, which stopped him from collecting, stopped him from going to disasters and doing all that. Second Spider-Man movie was Mysterio, a former employees of Stark Industry. Age of Ultron. Tony Stark created Ultron.
Yeah.
Avengers, most likely Avengers Infinity War. Like, he went to, like, Titan. Like, it wasn't his fault, but, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, there's things that
I would also like to argue the point that maybe it's not exactly Iron Man. Like, if you think about Loki.
For which one?
Like, the actual series.
Think about it.
Yeah, like, so Kang the Conqueror was literally controlling the entire timeline. So, essentially, it's actually all of Kang's fault.
Oh, but nobody knows that. come on.
Everyone knows that. What are you talking about?
Wait, are you kidding me? But that brings me back to, like, that brings me back to, apparently Marvel released the date of when they were going to drop this trailer ages ago.
Really? What? I'd never heard anything about that.
Yeah, no, so apparently it was in WandaVision.
Oh, no. Wait, hang on.
The date circled is 23rd of August.
So I think that was the leak.
What do you mean? It's 23rd.
So the trailer.
It's 23rd of August over there. It's 24th for us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. So no, like, it's American timing.
Yeah.
We're on a different timeline to America.
Yeah. That's right. A different timeline. Yeah.
It was the 23rd for them. 24th for us. So, like, it dropped before midnight.
Right.
So, it would have still been the 23rd.
Okay,
so, yeah, apparently that was the thing, like, they released the date then.
Okay.
Yeah. On top of that, plus it's CinemaCon, so, like, they're doing all the conventions and all these weird trailers are coming out. Like, they announce a delay for Venom and then they drop a trailer, like, the next day, which is weird.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Which is really weird. It just says coming soon. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're risking a lot if they put dates nowadays.
Yeah. So for us, it's it's getting released on Boxing Day for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 26th of December.
Nice.
Which is not bad. Which is good. Hopefully by then everything's open.
Yes.
I might be at work on Boxing Day.
while I would probably most likely be watching the test match in the morning and then probably going in the afternoon to watch Spider-Man. Because, you know, that's a tradition, Boxing Day test match over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, speaking of Spider-Man, let's talk about all the Spider-Man's movie that has been so far, including
all the movies,
including if you guys have seen Into the Universe, Into the Spider-Verse as well.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good movie.
Yeah,
I watched it twice, and I usually like only watching movies once.
So good, you watched it twice.
That's a good sign.
That's a big deal for Lawrence.
That's a good sign.
I watch things something once and then I don't do it again. So that's a big deal for me.
So this new Spider-Man movie that's coming out, No Way Home, or I'm on my way home. I'm on my way.
Home Among the Gum Trees.
Yeah. Among the Gum Trees. Anyway, so they are hinting towards the Sinister Six with so far we've seen three, which is Electro, Green Goblin, and Doc Ock. There's three more. So what I've heard is that it could be Vulture, Scorpion, and the last one could be the Lizard. So those are the ones that I'm hearing out there. Again, not 100% confirmed. Possible. It could be like the last one could be Sandman or the Lizard.
Wait, just rewind for a moment, sorry. So I might have missed this bit in the trailer. So we actually see Doc Ock. You see the pumpkin bong for Green Goblin. Yep. Where did you get Electro from?
The lightning.
Yeah?
The lightning has to be Electro. So and plus, Jamie Foxx has confirmed that he is in the movie.
Okay.
He confirmed that he is playing Electro.
Yeah, so you would assume based on that as well.
Based on that, that's what I thought. Most likely, those are the three.
That's fair.
So far confirmed.
Besides, the other three, though,
The other three are up to debate. It could be most likely. It could be most likely Vulture because we've seen him previously. Yeah. It could be Scorpio.
Scorpion.
And then I reckon
the last one's Shocker. Because he was mentioned in the first, Homecoming.
But we've seen him already.
That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't he die?
Scorpion.
I thought he died.
So Vulture killed Shocker, and then he gave the gauntlets to other guy, and he's like, now you're the Shocker.
Yeah,
didn't he get crushed by a bus?
I'm sure he survived.
Okay, probably most likely. That's what it is, most likely. But
if he got crushed by a bus, maybe he won't be in this one. Maybe he's recovering in hospital. Maybe we'll see him in a future Spider-Man movie. Who knows?
I don't think they'll bring back Shocker because he doesn't seem like one of the the major ones. But most likely it could be Sandman or the Lizard.
Yeah.
By the way,
Scorpion definitely got to be up there.
Mm.
Yeah,
especially with that ending to Homecoming.
Actually, even Rhino, right?
Sinister
Paul Giamatti.
Dude, that'd be amazing if he does come back. Just get Paul Giamatti back. But it'll be like Lawrence, you were saying you watched this thing about someone that had a theory on it.
Yeah, so I'll shout out to the channel Film Theorists, really like their channel. Watched most of their videos. One he did ages ago. Which I only saw recently because I try not to watch the movies until his videos until I've seen the actual movie. He did it about, I keep getting these names mixed. What was the last Spider-Man one?
Far From Home.
Gone Home. Far From Home. He's like, I think the video was something like, Flash secretly leaked who the next Spider-Man villain was going to be. So, there's that character, Flash Thompson.
Yeah.
So he went on a tangent about the YouTuber went on a tangent about it's going to be Sinister Six in the next one. He's trying to work out who the Sinister Six is going to be like we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And in a part of that, he reckons it's Green Goblin. And he's really of the opinion that the Green Goblin is going to be Flash.
Oh.
Because there's a storyline
where he turns into Green Goblin.
Becomes Green Goblin because he's the adopted son of Norman Osborn.
Yes.
So that could potentially be a storyline they work into this franchise, especially because in... I keep getting the name. Far From Home.
Yeah.
Far Away at Home. He's... You know, there's a couple of moments where, like, Sad's like, Flash is looking forward to seeing, like, his parents, but then he gets, like, shut down. He doesn't get to see him and stuff like that. Mm. And, like, that could potentially lead to him, like, a snowball effect into him becoming a villain.
Makes sense.
So I have a different theory-ish because I apparently also in the comics at some point, I think Ned leads, as in... Peter Parker's best friend was also Hobgoblin at one point.
Yeah, he turns into Hobgoblin.
So I'm thinking maybe he becomes Hobgoblin, and Flash Thompson, there's also a comic run where he becomes a version of Agent Venom. So I'm wondering if they do that, because at some point in the comics, Agent Venom joins the Guardians of the Galaxy. And because the current Guardians of the Galaxy roster is getting exhausted... that might be a future potential storyline.
Yeah, because with Guardians of the Galaxy, what's his name?
Drax
Dave Bautista said this is his last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Ned as a villain would be interesting. Mm. I reckon if they did it, though, it would have to be, like, Ned from a different timeline.
Yeah, it can't be this Ned. But
this Ned's too cool.
Yeah, but they did say that he... Like, if you look in the trailer, he does look like he's lost weight and, like, was training.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so who knows, man? It could possibly, potentially be. But surprisingly, like, in regards to that, that's going to be a tough one because, like, I don't know. They want to also introduce Venom into this, but I don't know if Venom will show up. Like... Because they've confirmed.
Do you reckon it would be Tom Hardy's Venom, or would they make it like a different?
No, it'll be Venom. It'll be Tom Hardy.
I reckon Tom Hardy. Yeah.
Tom Hardy. But
so you reckon they're going to find a way to work this Venom franchise into the MCU?
Yeah, with the multiverse for sure.
It's already been confirmed that Venom is in Morbius, which is the vampire Marvel movie. So he's already confirmed to be in that.
And Vulture's in there as well.
And so. That could lead to the fact that Vulture, that's the reason why Vulture joins us. But again, I don't think Vulture might join the Sinister Six due to the fact that he does kind of care about Peter Parker because
they got a mutual understanding.
Mutual understanding. So he would have kind of given him away like straight away if he hated him. So I think he kind of like there's a bit of a mutual understanding there that like I won't like go after him.
Yeah.
Like he's, you know, just a kid kind of thing. Yeah. So
there's also the theory like he is in Sinister Six, but then near the end of the movie, he's going to turn and side with Spider-Man to help him out.
Yeah. So in the Sinister Six, so in the Spider-Man game, the PS4 game that came out, they had the Sinister Six in that. So they had Vulture, Scorpion. Rhino, Doc Ock. Who else did they have? I forgot who they had. Hold on, I just have to. Electro, and Mr. Negative.
Jonah Jameson.
Mr. Negative.
Jonah J. Jameson.
I think they'll eventually set up Mr. Negative as a villain for what's his name? The other Spider-Man.
What?
The new one.
Miles Morales.
I think he will eventually be a villain for Miles Morales.
But there was casting news about Miles Morales. Like, so the guy from Stranger Things, the African-American guy from Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
They said that he could potentially be Miles Morales.
I can see that.
But he seems a little bit too old if we're going on the MCU timeline. But however,
because you would want Miles to be younger than Peter Parker.
Yeah. But however, it could potentially, they could age him up due to the snap. So, like, he wasn't snapped away. So that's
they could do that. They could do that.
He aged up that 5 years. So
that would make sense. Yeah.
So in Homecoming, Miles Morales is meant to be. I think he's around 8 years old. Eight or nine.
Mm.
So
yeah, his name got dropped.
So it could be he's around that. He's under 10 for sure. So then if he didn't get snapped, then 5 years later...
He'd be like the same age as Peter Parker. Because got snapped.
No, no. Parker's meant to be around the 15, 16 mark.
Yeah.
Miles Morales is meant to be around the 13, 14. Like, so he could be 13, 14 years old.
So pretty close. Mm.
So that's a way...
Negligible.
That's a way that they could get away with it. Mm. Coming back to the trailer, what's with the thing where the sanctum is like in snow, like the snow inside the sanctum? Like, what the hell is that about?
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
Like, aircon broke.
Like, did they not bother fixing the roof or something? Like, what the hell's happening?
Remember how in Infinity War, I think it was, they had that one room where there was like the three doors that like opened up to different areas.
Yeah,
and one of them was like a snow area. Maybe that place just like. All the snow just blew in.
I wonder what's happening over there.
They can't magic it back to normal.
That's what I mean.
exactly, yeah. Like,
what are they waiting for? But you see them, they're going on a holiday because they packed their suitcase and shit.
Actually, yeah, that's a question I had. Like, where is Wong going?
What if Wong's going to... Oh god!
Oh
god! Like, surprisingly, Wong looks pretty chipper for someone that's got his got his ass kicked by Abomination.
Oh, he grew his hair out and everything.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't want to be recognized anymore.
Nah, like literally, like you see him, because Shang-Chi is meant to be happening after Infinity War, and then apparently Spider-Man Far From Home was like 8 months later. And then this No Way Home is like literally like 10 seconds after Far From Home. So Shang-Chi is around WandaVision, that time period. Mm. So, this is going to be so weird.
More confusing than the Fast and Furious timeline.
I know.
I actually have a weird feeling that this, because apparently there's this super special cameo in Shang-Chi, like right at the end of the movie.
Yeah, it's Vin Diesel who rocks up in his charger.
I have a weird feeling it's Doctor Strange, and it's going to lead into
Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly. Well, what if it's something to do with Eternals? Because that's the next one out.
Hmm.
That's coming out in October or November.
Well, what I heard is that it just made the crowd roar so hard. So it's either got to be a massive character or someone completely new that's big in the comics, like Wolverine, for example. It has to be at that level.
Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
John Krasinski, please, like, I beg them to get him.
Yeah.
Like, please.
Because I heard eventually they're going to put Fantastic Four in there.
Yeah, and the Spider-Man director's doing it.
John Watts, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, in talking about that, like, I don't think, if they were going to do Mutants or Fantastic Four, there's a better chance of them showing up in Eternals than Shang-Chi, because Eternals, like, by the trailer of it, it sounds like that there's a celestial being grown inside Earth.
Mm.
And due to the cosmic radiation, it could be causing people to mutate.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty much, if we were going to get something like that, you would rather do it in Eternals than Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi looks like more like as if he's going to be part of the Avengers. So it could possibly be like someone's come to recruit him or.
I think, that was my other potential person that shows up. I think it might be Nick Fury. if it's not Doctor Strange.
We're putting together an initiative.
Yeah, basically the next Avengers team.
But if it's something that gave like a massive roar, I don't think Nick Fury gets that kind of a reaction because...
Yeah, it would have to be someone new.
It would have to be...
Because, like, yeah, I've already seen Nick Fury, so...
So, like...
Or someone like a returning character, but then again, who is there left to return besides Tony Stark and Captain America?
It'd be like a new thing.
Most likely have to be someone new.
Or Doctor Strange.
I don't think Doctor Strange would even get that kind of reaction as well.
Mm.
Like, I mean, like when you saw Wong...
Or Spider-Man.
I doubt it.
Because that movie's right after.
But still, I doubt it. I don't think it'll be like Spider-Man. It's got to be someone new. Has to be someone new. We'll probably most likely find out by the time it comes out.
I like to think Deadpool will appear in season two of Loki. Because all about messing with time, right? And in Deadpool 2, he messed with time. So,
well, this is a way that they can bring him back in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, getting back to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
We didn't see any Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield.
So that's what I was saying, like at the start. Yeah. I think this trailer had the right amount of tease, and I think if assuming they go with the direction of we're having all the Spider-Men in this movie,
yeah.
If they tease Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield in there, it would have just been too much.
Well, I reckon they would have ruined it. That would have been the whole movie, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they legit just need like 2 seconds showing the other guys appearing, but they need to do that in like a trailer much closer to the release date.
Yeah. Yeah.
Assuming that this is the direction the movie's going to go in.
How about this? What if the surprise cameo in Shang-Chi is Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield?
Ooh.
And linking it into Doctor Strange or Spider-Man?
Linking it into Spider-Man.
Like, yeah, that's another possibility. Most likely. Another possibility. Yeah. Yeah.
But wait. So Spider-Man's meant to happen after Madness, Multiverse of Madness, or before?
Before. So obviously, whatever problem happens in this next Spider-Man movie, it's not solved yet.
Because it's going to continue into multiverse.
Yeah.
But the way that I was hearing about Multiverse of Madness, it's more on what happened in Loki, not Spider-Man.
Yeah. It's hard to tell right now.
But due to the fact that Tom Holland is in that movie. Tom Hiddleston. So Loki is showing up in Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
So it could possibly be because of that. But then again, who knows what's happening. But good thing we didn't get any Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire. But
that scene where Dr. Octopus just kind of shows up at the end of the trailer.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's like further on in the movie because he already says, "Hey, Peter." I was like, well, how does he know that this new Spider-Man is Peter?
What if he's not talking to that Spider-Man?
Yeah, that's another thing. Like they could have cut it in a way that
mate.
All three of those Spider-Men are in
he
that scene.
He actually never says any of that. They just chopped like 20 different things he says and puts
Like you don't even hear him. You don't even see his lips moving to "Hey, Peter."
Yeah, so probably in that scene, even like all three Spider-Men are there, but we don't see him because of the way they cut it.
You know what I like about this? It's they're still using his same old arms, the mechanical arms.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's the same old one. They haven't done anything new, which means that he is coming from like the previous one. Sounds really good, but he's still got his iron suit, the A-17 suit.
Oh, yeah, the iron spider suit.
I like it. I like that suit.
Mm. Also, I wonder what the deal is with that black and gold suit that was in the trailer for like 2 seconds.
Stealth?
Upgrades. Oh,
no. So, okay. This is a spoiler for a game, the Spider-Man No Way Home game. No Way Home, sorry. Spider-Man PS4 Sony game. So he, in that game, he makes a black suit, like a conductor suit, so that to use to stop Doc Ock.
Okay. Maybe so that's what that is.
He makes a suit because, and plus, so he doesn't get electrocuted as well.
Okay, maybe that's what it is.
So pretty much, in the game, in his original suit, Doc Ock was able to stop his web shooters, and pretty much by creating this new suit.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
He was reducing impact and all that. So, man, it could possibly be something.
Yeah. Quite like a few of the Spider-Man video games have you, like, give you the option to use different suits, or you unlock different suits, you can use them, and each suit has its pros and cons and different abilities.
Yeah.
Mm.
So one of them being resistance to electricity, for example.
Yeah. So, like, most likely he could make that suit due to that. Like, could be because of electricity or something, but it seems like that takes place, like, it seems like he's in school, like a school cafeteria, like inside his school cafeteria.
Yeah.
So, like, excuse me, not too sure what's happening there, but it kind of does look like Sandman might be in this movie.
I heard a rumor that he might be, but who knows?
Do you reckon it might be a new one, or is they're going to bring back the same one from the original?
I hope they bring back the original.
I hope they're going to. I hope it's someone new, to be honest.
I think if they're going to bring back the original of all of them, might as well bring back the original Sandman.
Yeah, true. Anyway, speaking of the original Spider-Man, what was your favorite? Which one was your favorite? Out of all three, Josh, have you seen all three?
I've seen it. I watched all three of them, but I can't remember like all the details of them.
All right, we'll just skip you, Lawrence. What would you say?
I feel like as a teenager, as a younger person, I really enjoyed three.
Yeah.
Just because of, like, they had all the villains and all these action sequences.
Yeah.
But, like, as, like, now that I'm older, looking back on it, I feel like number two was the better movie.
Hmm.
Yes, same here. Like, I thought three was, like, the bomb because it had Venom. I was like, oh my god, it's Venom! Like,
dude, yeah, Venom, Sandman,
Goblin.
It was all coming together.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, are we getting the Sinister Six here? Like,
But like looking back, like trying to be like more objective about it.
Yeah,
like, probably number two.
Oh yeah, number two, hands down. Like rewatching it all again, like number two, hands down, was like really crazy. Like that had a lot of stake to it.
But so. We're not putting down number one. Number one did an amazing job setting it up.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, superhero movies weren't even that big of a deal back then. This was a risk of a movie.
Yeah, 100% it was a risk. But, like the thing that I think sold it was, you know, they got a 30-year-old to play a 15-year-old kid, which was, like, you know, go figure. But
I reckon they probably would have made him, like, I think they implied he's more like 17, 18.
17, 18, yeah.
Mm.
But,
like, graduating.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, no, he does graduate in that movie, the first one.
Yeah.
But I think the reason why number one kind of worked was, I think, due to Willem Dafoe, like Green Goblin performance. I think that was the thing that he carried that movie like no tomorrow. Like it was really crazy, like the way he did it.
And something of a scientist himself.
Yeah, but like the cool thing about like so. So I was watching like the doc, like a behind the scenes about that movie. So when Willem Dafoe becomes the Green Goblin, and where he starts talking to himself and acting all weird, and you can see him see his reflection on the mirror, and he kind of changes as a different persona. That's actually him just switching between. It's no cut. There's
take like an actor like him to really. Like, not just any average actor could do it. Like, someone really has to sell that particular moment to do it properly.
Yeah, it was literally him, like, doing that performance. It wasn't, like, there was no cut or anything between where it's, like, they'll show one side of him and then they'll show another side. It was literally... Yeah.
Did it good.
That's how good it was. But I also heard that they had a stand-in actor. So then that way, to give that mirror effect... So it looked like you're looking into the mirror, but you actually weren't looking into the mirror. You're actually looking at...
Just gives him something to focus his gaze on.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, I really liked that, his performance there. And then Alfred Molina. You know what I didn't get about Spider-Man 2 was Spider-Man's meant to be this, like, really... Like, he's meant to be super strong and all that. Man, he was laying in some punches into Doc Ock. Like, literally, there were heavy hits and took him like a champ and didn't go down. Like, Doc Ock is meant to be a normal human. He's not, he doesn't have any like super strength or super resistance or anything. He's a normal human with mechanical arms, and he was taking hits like crazy.
Heaps of movies, though, I feel take liberties with super strength. So, if you take Spider-Man, for example, or like any other like MCU character that's like stronger than average. They're punching heaps of regular people, and it's like, surely some of these punches would have killed these people.
Mm.
So, like, are they holding back, or is it like, did the movie forget this little detail?
Yeah. Like there's a scene in Captain America Winter Soldier where he's on the boat, and he legit just bicycle kicks some guy off the boat. I'm like, that guy's dead for sure. Like, he literally kicked him off the boat, like, but before he even... fell off the boat, he would have died with the impact because the impact was that bad.
Yes, super serum kick, mate.
Yeah. And then, the original Spider-Man had its ups and downs. Biggest down was, like, emo Peter Parker.
Oh, number three.
Number three, like, emo Peter Parker.
That's giving us some good memes, though.
Oh, I mean, great for the memes, but horrible for the movie. Like,
yeah, but that director really did not want to work Venom into that movie.
No, because he wanted Venom. He had Venom. Sam Raimi planned to do four Spider-Man movies. He literally wrote a fourth one which had Venom in it. So the fourth one was set. So what his original thing was that in number three it was just Sandman, and he was going to set up Hobgoblin and Sandman, like sort of like a two villain arc. But they're like, oh no, we're not going to fund the fourth one. So just whoever your villain was for the fourth one, just try to rush him into this one. he was literally setting up the Sinister Six for the fourth one. And then they said that Dick. They said no, and they did that. But I think Spider-Man 2 out of all the between the Tobey Maguire and the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man. Excuse me, I think Spider-Man 2 was the only one that didn't have a funeral scene at the end, because Spider-Man 1 had the death of Green Goblin. Spider-Man 2 didn't have anything. Spider-Man 3 had the funeral of Harry Osborn.
Yeah.
Then the Amazing Spider-Man 1 was the funeral of Gwen Stacy's dad. And then the Amazing Spider-Man 2 was the funeral of Gwen Stacy.
Everyone's got to die, man.
So Spider-Man 2 was the only one that didn't, up until before Homecoming came out, Spider-Man 2 was the only one that didn't have a funeral scene.
Coincidence.
Who knows? Probably. Like, maybe we didn't have a funeral scene because they were setting up for, you know, they were setting up 10 years down the track. More than 10 years. I think almost 20 years down the track.
Mm-hmm.
But, which leads me to the Amazing Spider-Man series. Holy shit, what a load of garbage that movie is. Oh my god.
I will say, though, I was upset when I realised they weren't making a third one, because the second one was setting up Sinister Six and I really wanted to see that.
You're going to see it now, Lawrence. And
I know, I know the Garfield movies are a bit of a... They're not as good as the Maguire movies, but I really wanted to see Sinister Six in the third, like, if they made a third movie.
That'd have been great, like...
Because it was so obvious, the setup, but they just... With that shot where they panned over all the different mechanized suits for the villains, and it's just like, you're so obviously doing it. And no.
Yeah, but...
Didn't happen.
Literally, they in the trailer for the Amazing Spider-Man 2, they had the fight scene between Rhino and Spider-Man, where you see it, and you're like, oh yes, we get to see this.
Yeah.
And then going towards the end, it was getting there, and then it just cut. I was like, bro, what?
Maybe they were going to start the third movie with that.
Come on. That'd have been great if they'd actually did the third movie. Like, I would have been so much happy if they actually did the third movie. But
I liked some moments from those movies. Like, I'm just like a Spider-Man fan in general, yeah. But it's just like, it just didn't, overall just didn't sit right. Like, just a couple key issues. Like, I think the way Garfield played Spider-Man, he was just too cool, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
He seems very...
Like, he was too cool to play Peter Parker.
Yeah, he seemed very schizophrenic half the time as well. Like, he wasn't sitting still. He just kept moving.
Like, and there were, like, a few moments in the movie that felt forced, like they weren't earned to be in the movie. Like,
yeah, like...
Like, you know, you remember the scene with the cranes? How the crane opera is like, hey, Spider-Man's trying to get to the other side of town. Let's swing our cranes over the street.
Bruh.
And he can swing on the cranes, but it's like, why can't he just swing on the buildings that the cranes are on? Like, that's one of those moments where it's like, you force that into the movie to make the civilians look like they're helping him, but it's like, he didn't need that kind of help.
Yeah.
It's not like he was in the middle of a field.
No. But this is my issue, like he gets wounded by a gun. Like, he's meant to be... He's not meant to get wounded by a gun.
He's meant to have the Peter tingle.
Yeah, but he just gets shot straight in the leg. It's like, bro, what? What's happening here?
Yeah, I know you're not bulletproof.
Yeah.
But you're meant to have the reflexes of a spider.
Yeah.
Man.
And then like, that was the weirdest thing. Like, his Spider-Man transaction going from, like, normal to Spider-Man was a bit weird as well, like, on the train. He turned Spider-Man on the train.
Oh, and there was also that arc about his parents that didn't eventuate into anything.
So they showed an alternative scene for that as well. Have you seen it?
Maybe, but I can't remember.
Okay, so the alternative scene was... He keeps visiting Gwen Stacy's graveyard.
And his dad rocks up. Yeah, I've seen that one, yeah.
It's like, wait, what? How? Like, I swear to God, I thought, like, a plane crash. You were in a plane crash. How'd you survive? Like, dude, what?
I think in the comics they're meant to be dead as well, isn't it?
Yeah, they're dead completely. But, like,
so what were they doing with this story? Yeah, but now we'll never know.
Don't know. But I really like I really like the way they introduced his parents in the first one. Like, the reason his parents died was because he had a formula to cure people. Like, he had a formula to cure a disease, but it wasn't ready. But it could also be weaponized, and hence, okay, cool. Sounds like high stakes. Like, he had the formula so that that could weaponize his spiders, or could weaponize whatever he was working on, and that's the reason they killed it. Like, that's the reason, like, they killed him, was because they wanted to get it, but, you know, they didn't have it, so they just killed him. So that was an interesting thing, and then it was really weird, the private jet kind of in number two, where they show like how his dad, like how his parents actually die. It's just like, oh, really? Like, couldn't you just leave it? Like,
yeah, we leave it in the house.
Like we know his parents die, but, like, could you not just? And then another thing was, in number two, this is what I have an issue with. Like, I've got a lot of issues with Amazing Spider-Man. Yeah. Like the dead ghost dad. He just shows up in two scenes and that's it. Like, bro, what? Like, are you going to continue this arc or not? like, literally, oh, my God, he goes through.
They were full setting up a third movie.
Oh, my God. That third movie, mate, just release it already.
Now.
Yeah, they are releasing
it. In out of context.
just release it now. Is this Spider-Man connected anyway? No.
No.
But let's talk about, I have to say, my opinion. I don't know about you guys, but my opinion, hands down, one of the greatest Spider-Man movies ever made. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Hands down, has to be the greatest Spider-Man movie ever. Like, between the MCU, between Amazing Spider-Man, like the Garfield ones and the Tobey Maguire ones, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, hands down, the best Spider-Man movie out there.
It's hard for me to give, like, that movie or any particular movie that title, but I will grant it, it's amazing movie.
It's one of the best.
It's an amazing Spider-Man movie, and it's an amazing movie in general.
Oh, 100%. Like, it just, man, there were so many emotions going through it as well. Like, dude, it was intense from the beginning, and like, great character quips and things. Yeah. But,
like, it had a couple of things, if you want to be nitpicky, like any other movie, but there were so many, like, good moments, so many nice little details in there that were hidden if you were looking for them.
Yeah, exactly. So many things. It was a good thing. Like, it kind of set up that Aunt May kind of knew about the Spider-Verse, like the multiverse, because she wasn't shocked by seeing all these different Spider-Mans. Like, she kind of knew.
Unless she was shocked by the first one or two, and then she got over it.
Yeah.
Because remember, in the movie, half of them were already waiting
already
for
there,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe she got shocked by the first one.
Yeah, possibly. But, like, dude, imagine if Spider-Ham just rocks up to your house randomly.
And he's animated.
And he's...
Because I know it was an animated movie, but wasn't he meant to be a cartoon?
Yeah, it was a cartoon.
Like, I know that doesn't translate well in an animated movie, but... Yeah.
You know what I'm glad that they didn't do? They were actually going to introduce the live-action Spider-Man into this movie as well. Which I'm glad they didn't do. Like, they would have switched between anime and live-action.
No, that would have been too jarring.
Yeah, but I'm happy that they didn't do that, because
yeah.
I reckon it would have just been just overkill on that.
Mm.
But I think the only way that would have worked, if they were to do it, would have been... They have the live-action actors, and then when they transition into that universe, then they become animated.
Yeah.
Just while they're in that universe.
But it would have been great to be like if they even if they did like sort of like a joke cameo where they're like just walking naturally and then you just see a live action Tobey Maguire just walking down the street. Just yeah, gets sucked into a porthole and just like,
oh yeah,
wait, what? What just happened here? but
it's, yeah. it's heavily implied that the main Peter Parker is the Sam Raimi Tobey Maguire Peter Parker.
Yeah,
based on the scenes they show.
Yeah, it is like because he says that he pretty much everything that happens in Spider-Man, that Sam Raimi Spider-Man happens in the Spider-Verse. Like his part of his universe and kind of thing, which is pretty cool. And then the thing was really excited to see where they're going to take this because they obviously got a second one coming out. And how good was the post credit scene where Ultimate Spider-Man just went into what was it? Was it the 60s?
Yeah, I reckon. I think it was a 60s cartoon. Maybe wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like,
arrest Spider-Man. Yeah.
I'm here to save you. No. That was so good.
But seriously, when the live action multiverse happens, they need to have just like a couple of seconds of all the Spider-Man pointing at each other.
That,
like, just please, just give us that scene. That's all we want.
I feel like it's in there. It's in there for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that will happen.
Just, just like, not in the trailer, but just in the movie. Yeah. Just like 5 seconds. Just give us that.
You know what? Yeah. I actually, like, I do not want to see Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield in any of the trailers. Like, doesn't matter what it is, but I do not want to see them in any of the trailers.
That would actually be good.
Because
maybe show the villains, but not the other Spider-Man. Yeah, like, save it. Give us something for the movie.
Just show Doc Ock and Electro. That's it. Don't even show the Goblin. Because leave that for us. Yeah,
leave us something for the movie. Because too many trailers now is just like, oh, well, now I've just seen the whole movie in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Do I still want to spend $20 on a ticket?
Yeah,
exactly. Like, you know who's the worst? Like, I think one movie did that.
Fast and Furious?
No, Fast and Furious didn't actually spoil. The trailers didn't spoil it because I've seen Fast and Furious.
Wasn't the latest one, like the whole movie, was in that trailer?
Like the whole half an hour, like the first hour of that movie was in the trailer. Yeah. But besides that, like whatever the trailer showed, like literally doesn't show in the. See, what I mean is that's a great example. Thanks, Josh, for bringing that up. That example of them showing Han in that trailer, it's like, why? Like, they didn't have to. They could have saved that for the movie. But they showed Han for what reason? Like, you're not going to get more people on board. Like, if someone's going to go watch Fast and Furious movie, they're already invested and interested in watching it. By showing Han won't get them more interested. It'll just be like, wait, what? They'll get more confused.
Unless they were giving up and they were like, oh, now I've got to find out how Han comes back into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
But they also threw in like John Cena, so it's like,
Yeah, they already have John Cena, and like, really, do you have to keep Han? Couldn't you just keep him away?
I suppose if people were sort of really invested in the series before all of these new ones started happening, where they just became like superheroes, basically. So obviously before that started, there was Tokyo Drift, right? So maybe someone. It might have appealed to someone to see him in the trailer, but who knows.
But Tokyo Drift was like, when did that come out? 2004, I think? Or 6?
Early 2000s.
Yeah, so 4 or 6. Like, that's like 9.
No, it would have been about 2006. I remember seeing it in high school.
Yeah, so that's like about, what are we talking, 15 years ago. Like, but then the show is death. In number 6, I think it is. Yeah, the show's death in number 6. Which was it is six? Yeah, it was 6. The show's death, and then 7 was about Statham, and then 8 was about Charlize Theron. 9 is about John Cena. And
they all kind of blurred together. Yeah, just after 6. after five.
Like, literally, if you play nine, like, straight after five, straight after six, if I tell you that Fast and Furious 9 was the next one after 6, like, it will...
Nice.
Like, literally, it will just go straight away. Like, it'll fit in. Like, literally, wait, like...
Is 6 the one with the super long runway?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. The 20-minute runway.
20-minute, yeah, that spans across the entire United States, yeah.
Yeah, literally, it does. Like, what the hell? And then, another one was, going back to Spider-Man, but, like, hopefully, like, I hope they don't, like, whoever is in charge of the editing for trailers, if it's Sony, then
it's Sony.
We're screwed then. We're screwed.
You're going to be upset when they show this next trailer.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. They're definitely going to spoil it, yeah. Because, dude, I want to walk into a movie without knowing what the hell is happening. Like, Infinity War. When you watch the trailer for Infinity War, you're like, what happens here?
Yeah.
And the good thing about Infinity War was half the trailer wasn't even in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Look, that being said, I reckon even if they did show the two other Spider-Men in the next trailer, I reckon that probably means they're confident enough that there's something even bigger than that in the actual movie.
The only thing that will make it even bigger is if Willem Dafoe comes back.
Willem Dafoe. They resurrect him and bring him back.
Please.
The rumor is that these villains from the older Spider-Man movies were taken the second before they passed away.
Yeah, that would make sense. Because now that I'm thinking about it, Doc Ock died in number two as well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he drowned for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so then
if he like appears somewhere in this new Tom Holland universe, he's probably going to come out of a portal and he's just water everywhere.
Yeah. who knows? Like that'll be pretty cool. But but in saying that, like, why would it be after Peter?
Well, that's the thing.
In the second one, they like kind of like they come to a truce. Towards the end, where they're like, dude, you have to destroy the thing, and he destroys it. Like, he...
Yeah, so it would make sense if they snap him into this timeline at that moment where he's still, like, lost control to the tentacles.
Yeah, that would have been great if he still does, if it's just before that. Because then...
In the same way, William Dafoe lost his mind to the goblin.
Yeah.
And they snap him before he's dead.
Mm.
Yeah. But, oh man, like so many things that I wish that happens in this movie, which I hope, I swear to God, this is, you guys will know, the next time they release a trailer, and if I sound very depressed and disappointed, you'll know why. Like, literally, like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, yeah.
I get the phrase show don't tell, show it don't tell, like show don't tell, but like please don't show that. Like don't show any spoilers, like but that same with like Shang-Chi, yeah. Like what I'm hearing is like the trailers aren't even showing like what's happening in that movie.
Well, that's good.
So like all we've seen of Shang-Chi is just, we know that he's the Mandarin's son. That's about it. Like, but apparently there's like, what I've been hearing from the reviews and stuff is there's a lot of family drama and stuff, but you don't see that kind of thing. But then again, you see like, why is his dad coming back for him? Like, you're hearing things like, oh, he's coming back to take over the mantle of the Mandarin, to be the Mandarin. And another thing is, like, apparently, sticking with that, you know who else could be the cameo? Sir Ben Kingsley.
What is the actor?
The fake Mandarin.
Yeah.
Imagine if he shows back up.
Yeah. Look, I think potentially he is in that movie. but at the same time, I don't know if it would get that sort of response from the crowd.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
what could get that kind of response, man? That's a hard one. Because again, if it's a returning character,
William Dafoe.
Oh, dude. Yeah, but in saying that, like if it's reactions from like casual fans, then it's someone else.
Yeah.
But if it's reactions from Marvel fans, then yeah, it's
someone. It's huge.
Huge. But it's reactions from both. So it has to be someone unknown. Like someone new coming into the universe. New. It's Professor X. Patrick Stewart.
They could throw a curveball and let's say it's a, like, you know how Loki basically messed up the timeline?
It's Loki shows up.
Well, not necessarily Loki, but that could get a reaction. But what if it's like an alternate version of a character we've already seen? So, for example, like an alternate Iron Man or something. Because, and only because of Iron Man's original ties to the Ten Rings organization from Iron Man 1.
So, okay, so in saying that, that could possibly be something because apparently in this movie it has said that the Mandarin did organize that hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he was like, after Tony Stark's weapons.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was said that he was actually after Tony Stark's weapons.
Yeah.
So which is addressed in this movie, which I like. So they are going back all the way to first Iron Man.
Tom Cruise as Iron Man, yeah.
Tom Cruise as Iron Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know about that?
What?
He originally auditioned for Iron Man.
No, it's not even that. Like so before John Favreau took over to do Iron Man, they were originally going to do Iron Man in the early 2000s, like late 90s, early 2000s. And apparently Tom Cruise was going to be up for that.
Okay, right, yep.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So,
I don't know.
But again, would Tom Cruise get that kind of a reaction?
If he was in the Iron Man suit, probably.
What, Tom Cruise? Like, current Tom Cruise?
At least they, like, CGI'd him.
Like, it's just Iron Man that just rocks up and then opens up his head. Tom Cruise. It's perfectly symmetrical face.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, a fun fact about Tom Cruise. You know,
I've seen I think we've all seen the symmetry thing of Tom Cruise's face by now.
Yeah. He's got a tooth that is directly in the middle of his face.
Oh.
No, like legit, one of his tooth is like in the middle of his face.
Yeah.
All like dead center.
His 25th tooth.
25th tooth. What's that? What if it's Will Smith as Nick Fury?
Nick Fury.
I actually think at some point Will Smith will be a MCU character. Just I don't know what he's going to play though.
Well, he's too busy playing the Williams fathers at the moment. So, do you know about that?
No.
What?
So there's a docu movie about the Williams sisters. The tennis players, the Williams, Venus and Serena.
Oh, yeah. So
Will Smith is the father. Their father. Yeah, great. You got Will Smith. One more. But, yeah, definitely. Oh, dude, what if it's a Chadwick Boseman cameo? Just something simple.
Nah. I think they're just going to not use him anymore out of respect, aren't they? Isn't that something they said?
Besides the what if series,
Yeah.
Which was actually amazing, that second episode.
That second episode was fantastic.
Wow.
Lawrence, definitely worth a watch. Whenever you get
I'll
time.
Watch it after I finish Loki.
Yeah. Finish Loki, definitely worth a watch. It kind of does segue into Loki. Mm. But yeah, man, like, great. He's in four episodes.
Oh, okay.
In total.
Cool.
So he's got three more after this. And apparently in one of them, it's the Avengers team up that he's in. So super excited, super keen to see what that's all going to be about. So hopefully things turn out. But I think we'll leave it for there today, man. We've had a good chat about that.
Yeah, it's a little bit late here.
But
Good chat.
And Josh, where can they find you, buddy?
You can find me at Squishy Joshy, which is pretty much on every social media platform except Instagram, because some little kids got the handle. So on Instagram, it's at @Squishy_Joshy.
No, awesome. And Lawrence, where can they find you, buddy?
Before you get into this, Lawrence, you were mentioning something earlier today. I feel like you should elaborate on that.
Oh, yeah. So first off, I'm pretty sure if you type t.d.project into YouTube or Facebook, I should appear.
The dots are very important. I think there's
something else you can type, but I can't remember exactly what it is. I should research it before the next episode.
But
you know how like heaps of like social media personalities, such as us, and we're like, oh, you can find us on YouTube at this, on Facebook on this, Instagram on the tick. So here's what I'm thinking, right? Now, this is patent pending. I want to know that I'm the first person that's talking about this. You know the deal with OnlyFans? How, like, it was just a massive paid-for-sexual-content thing, and then now they're banning sexual content, but they're still leaving the platform up? Why don't we just turn it into another social media platform? And then we'll just start posting content, like non-sexual content on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So, like, any bonus discussions or podcasts, like behind the scenes, anything extra, we should upload it to OnlyFans.
Yeah, so like the videos of these calls, we could put them on there for an extra fee if you want to see like the banter.
So like it's one thing to listen to us for free. Like we're doing that anyway, but if you want like a little bit extra, you want some bonuses, hit us up on OnlyFans.
You
want
to see me changing my Zoom background.
So basically it's the new Patreon. Pretty much.
Yeah. Because, like, OnlyFans is just going to go down the drain if they're banning the only thing they're known for, but they're still leaving it up there, so we might as well make the most of it.
That was one of...
And we'll turn it into another social media platform.
Yeah, I heard about that, and I was like, that is one of the weirdest... That's like literally going to a car dealership, buying a car without wheels.
It's like going to a car dealership and then saying they don't sell cars anymore. That's what it is.
Yeah, 100%. Sorry, my bad. That's what it is. Like, you're going to a car dealership.
If YouTube became audio only.
Yeah. Yeah, ASMR tube.
Well, kids, don't look that up. We don't know what comes up if you look that up. So please, we do not recommend looking that up.
What do you say? What do you say?
No, ASMR's fine. Yeah. OnlyFans, on the other hand.
Maybe not.
But we would post non-sexual content to OnlyFans.
That's the whole shebang.
Well, I'm open for like a little bit of extra money, so if anybody wants like feet pictures or something, don't hit us up.
Would that be counted as or excluded from the sexual content that they're banning?
It's feet.
I mean, it's a non-sexual body part.
Well, who knows, bro? Like, who knows what people's fetishes are? You know, that some people have some of the weirdest.
Could be anything.
Like, you know, people get turned on by an octopus. So, go figure. So,
Anyway, so, right, find me on YouTube and Facebook, and potentially OnlyFans.
Potentially.
I'm not sure about OnlyFans yet, so we'll need to...
Lone is thinking of doing DJ streams on there, so if you want to check that out, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll do some OnlyFans DJ streams.
Yeah.
What we'll do, we'll buy all the stocks for OnlyFans, and then we'll get onto OnlyFans, and we'll make the stock go up from inside.
Look. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this is one of our best episodes ever. Period.
Eh? Mate, I'm still waiting for Sega to say it's loose or something, eh?
Yeah.
I haven't said that in a while, have I? No. Oh. God, this part has definitely gone off the rails. I swear to God.
The listeners on this podcast, it will be like down, like up, down, and then up right at the end.
Yeah.
Man, the last half hour was more of a roller coaster than after I got that AstraZeneca shot.
Who needs Disney World? You get the whole shebang over here.
But hey, guys, look, if you want to find us on the podcast, just search up MAP, MAPP. That's Mad About Pop Culture Podcast.
Do we actually come up with MAP? I haven't checked.
Yeah, we're the first trending result on Bing.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
But yeah, either way.
I want to see if we do come up as MAP, like MAPP.
Mad About Pop.
No, it comes up as MAP Cycling Apparel. They stole our name.
Hey.
What's a MAP cycle?
Oh, no, they're M-A-A-P. We're M-A-P-P.
So they beat us alphabetically.
Hold on, there's a map.com. The hashtag number one insight lead customer experience platform.
Whoa. For what?
MapCloud generates... actionable insights for brands to better engage with their customers. And wait, what? As if I didn't hear about this thing.
Does their map...
Ask them if they want a collab.
Does their map even stand for anything, though?
No, it's just Map Cloud.
It stands for good customer service.
Map Cloud.
Yeah.
So the MAPP doesn't even stand for anything?
No. It's just MAPP.
That's ridiculous.
Hold on, let me find about these guys, man. This is bullshit.
Yeah, look, I'm up on Bing.
About us. Here we go. I should copyright this and sue them.
What if they were there first?
They probably were.
But you've
what if
you've,
what if we buy all their stocks?
But you've got this name, don't you?
Yeah, but this is not Australian.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're fine in Australia. Because there's another one of these guys out there, we have to be the first ones to trademark this name on OnlyFans so they can't get there.
Yeah.
I doubt they'll get there.
So you set up the account first.
We've got to preemptively beat them to OnlyFans.
Sounds fun. They literally don't have an acronym for MAP at all.
That's ridiculous.
You know what? I'm going to send them an email and be like, what does MAP even stand for?
Oh my god,
they're using our thing. We're all over the map. Oh, piss off, mate.
What does the second P even stand for then?
I'm actually going to email them. Hi there, guys. I'm just wondering, what does map stand for?
Yeah, we're still recording, by the way.
But don't tell them where we're from, otherwise they'll like, hey. And they'll be like that Spider-Man meme all over again with them pointing at each other.
Yeah. Well, apparently they have a press as well. News and press.
We should get some of that.
MAP named a strong performer in cross-channel campaign management report.
We could just copy and paste that line onto our Facebook page.
Definitely. Or Instagram. We'll put it up on Instagram. Oh, yeah. Nobody will know. We're not cheating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But if they want to sponsor us, have a collab, hit us up.
I'm actually going to actually message them and see if they are willing to
have a collab.
Yeah. Hey, guys, do you want to collab with us?
Mate, we're opening up the multiverse here now.
No. Yeah. How about this?
To the upside down.
How about this? We'll, for the first, like, you know, you sponsor us, and you know, you spread our name out there, and for the first 100 customers, we'll give you free subscription to our OnlyFans. How's that?
Yeah,
done deal.
And YouTube,
exactly. Mm. Anyways, guys, you can find us on Mad About Pop Culture. madaboutpop at gmail.com, and I'm back on Insta, so you guys can follow me on at SegaSing23, and I think we'll leave it at that, guys. See ya.
Yeah.
See ciao.
Good night. Yeah, I guess I'll see you guys around. Stop recording. I'll stop recording.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes a Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame he's ignored, action is his reward. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man.